Now, I'm going to say something that is a little bit controversial here, and I've thought about this, I've prayed about it, I've asked several of you to pray about it, and I've also talked to a few of you and sort of warned you a little bit in advance, but I think because I'm speaking on the subject of grace and truth, there's something, when it comes to this truth part, that's a little hard to ignore in Christian publishing today. So I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to pray that those of you who have done this and do this and even make a living from doing it will understand that this is not in any way intended as a personal criticism of you. It's just my understanding, and if I'm wrong, I'm definitely open to being corrected from what Scripture says. But here's what it comes down to. Ask the average person what it means when they see a name on a book cover, and they will tell you that what that means is that person wrote that book. That's what the average person... I've asked many people. That's really what people believe. That when you see a book and there's a name on it, that that name is the author. The author is one who writes. A writer is one who writes. Writers write. Singers sing. Editors edit. And so when you see a book, that's the writer. That means that they actually came up with at least the majority of the words. That's what most people think. Now, if they see a CD and there's a singing group, that means that they sang their songs, these songs. If they see a painter's name signed to a canvas, it means that he actually painted it. So that's why the big scandal 10 years ago or whenever it was with the singing group, Milli Vanilli. Remember that? And a lot of people argued, well, you know what? The real people who were singing those songs were actually better. So it was really in everyone's best interest because it was a better product, even though it wasn't those people actually who were going around who were doing the actual recording for this one album in particular. They were not the true singers and hence the scandal. Well, what is the difference between that and lying? The world recognized there really was no difference. So, if a person really isn't doing the writing of a book, that person is not the writer. Is that true? I mean, is that a debatable idea? Well, then, if we know that people think that the name on the book is the person that actually wrote it, why would we put a name on the book of someone who didn't write it, and why would we fail to put a name on the book of the person who really did write it? And all of the answers are pragmatic. All of them have to do with finances and other pragmatic concerns. And I think we have to ask ourselves, if we're going to be full of grace and truth as Christian writers, do we need to really think this one through? Do we really need to take this to the Lord and pray about it and search the Scriptures and see what it says about truth and see if God's Word really would permit us to do that, or whether that would be the best way to honor the Lord. And you say, but even the president has speech writers. Right, and everyone knows that. The problem is when somebody sees a book written by a Christian, they think and have every reason to believe that that person actually wrote it. The same thing applies to columns and articles, including those written by people in ministry and many Christian college publications. There are many Christian college publications across the country, I know of several of them, where the presidents of the college have a regular column, but they never write it. They have someone on staff write it. That's fine to have somebody on staff write it, as long as that person, staff person's name is there. Just there, it's by them. It's not by the president of the school. Does it strike you as ironic that those same colleges and seminaries, that if a student turns in a paper that someone else wrote and they put their name on it, it's grounds for dismissal. But the president of the college does it regularly, all the time. Am I missing something, or is there a problem here? I think there is a problem here, and I think it's one that we need to take a closer look at and raise the bar for each other, because it comes down to this. If we are not telling people the truth in the bold print on the front cover, why should they believe we're telling them the truth with the small print inside the book? Now, I know that ghostwriting is a very established practice in the secular community and also in the Christian community, and I certainly believe in co-authorship. I certainly believe in lots of editorial help, people working together, having both names when messages have come from this person and word choice from them, and then someone else works with it and helps to craft it. Emphasis on both names, not one instead of the other, implying that this person really wrote the whole thing. I realize all that, but I also think that one of these days, with the great inroads and breakthroughs we've had in Christian writing, where last year the number one best-selling fiction book and the number one best-selling non-fiction book for the first time ever in history were Christian books written by Christians, published by Christian publishing houses. That's astounding. But I am just kind of cringing, and now I'm not talking about those books in particular, but I'm talking about future books that also will be bestsellers out there in the secular realm. And I'm waiting for 60 Minutes to have a thing where Steve Croft or Ed Bradley or somebody is cornering various people, Christian leaders, and saying, did you really write this book? And then there will be hemming and hawing and evasive answers, and then there will be the little comments about such and such author and publisher failed to return our calls. And I don't think that's going to serve the cause of Christ well. So I think it's time for us to take a good look and say, let's just start here with us as Christian writers. If we believe before the Lord that this maybe isn't the best thing to do, maybe we should tell our publishers that. And if those with publishing houses, if you believe that, maybe it's something to bring up.